Hello, I'm Bella Meese.
And I'm Chuck Simmons.
Chuck, what do we have to share with our viewers today?
Well, Bella, we're going to start with an update from the new president of the Veterans Club, Paul McDowell.
And after that, we'll have an interview with Tom Murphy, author, photographer, and pilot, and now videographer for SCA TV.
So welcome, Tom. And then Larry Carroll will host a new board roundtable discussion on communication strategy.
Then next, we'll travel to the Orleans Medley Buffet to hear the review by our buffet boys. And it's always fun to hear their opinions of the food.
I enjoy hearing Renee Riendo's reviews. And this week, she's given us her rating on the film Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
And finally, it's Heart Health Month. And we'll have a tip from our fitness director, Tori Crum.
So now that we've whetted your appetite with what you're going to see and hear on this week's show, we encourage you all to stay tuned for
Anthem Alive. Welcome to your Sun City Anthem weekly video magazine. I'm always happy to be co-hosting Anthem Alive, and especially happy to be sharing the duties this week with Chuck Simmons. Chuck was one of our first anchors on Anthem Alive. He's a wonderful singer and entertainer and performs regularly with Kaleidoscope Productions and the Spotlight Club. His rendition of Come Fly With Me in Kaleidoscope's 9 to 5 show was just fabulous. Just recently, he was a master of ceremonies for the Anthem's Got Talent show in Freedom Hall. And, exciting news, he's currently in rehearsal for the upcoming Spotlight Club show, 2x2x2. Tickets go on sale April 1st. It's a special pleasure to be sharing hosting duties with you, Chuck.
Well, thanks, Bella. I, too, am very glad to be co-hosting the Anthem Alive again with you. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Bella Meese. This dedicated lady retired from the California Governor's Office and moved to Sun City Anthem back in 2002 with her husband, George Meese. Bella has been an active volunteer in Sun City Anthem as an officer with the Woman's Club and president there back in 2009. She also chaired two ad hoc committees for the association before being elected as a member of the association's board of directors. Bella served three terms, including a year as president of the association's board of directors. She's currently serving as the president-elect of the Woman's Club. Very busy, busy woman.
Thank you, Chuck. Now that you know us a little better, let's move along with today's show. First, we're going to visit the Veterans Corner for an interview with the new Veterans Club president, Paul McDowell.
God bless the USA.
Hello, Sun City Anthem viewers. I am Paul McDowell, your Veterans Club president, reporting this month's edition of Veterans Corner. Welcome to our program series. The Veterans Club board has been the recipient of donations in memory of Ben Barsky and Brian Abbott, and in collaboration with Michael's Angels Paws, has started the training of service dogs for veterans. These dogs will be matched with two returning veterans in need of assistance. About 2 to 3 years ago, Sergeant Tony Silva was a recipient of a service dog and has had a remarkable life with the dog helping him. He has entered UNLV and is progressing on his efforts to obtain a bachelor's degree. Tony Silva is a role model for other veterans returning from overseas combat. We are thrilled to be a part of the helping hand that reaches out to the military who have given so much for our great country. We continue to work closely with the sewing and quilting ladies in presenting beautiful Quilts of Valor masterpieces to veterans. So far, we have facilitated the presentation of quilts to all of our known World War II veterans and are well into those who contributed to the fight for freedom in Korea. We will be presenting 10 quilts to Korean War veterans during the meeting. Jerry Jones will make a presentation for veterans on what they are able to do to prepare for the inevitable. Jerry, along with Ann Small Williams, spent countless time preparing a document that will prove valuable information to all veterans' families in case of a veteran passing. This document is available to all members of the Sun City Anthem Veterans Club. I am Paul McDowell, and I hope to see you at future meetings. Remember, you do not have to be a veteran to join our club. Our respect for those who have served is all that is required. I again thank you for your support of the Veterans Club and leave you with two special thoughts. We are the land of the free because of the brave. And as Lee Greenwood sings in his rendition, I am proud to be an American. God bless the USA.
It's always interesting to hear what the Veterans Club's up to. And so next is an interview with author, photographer, and pilot Tom Murphy, who recently joined our SCA staff as a videographer. Bob Goldberg visits with Tom now. So welcome aboard, Tom.
After traveling around the world and visiting, living in, and exploring places like China, Africa, the South Pacific, Costa Rica, and Colombia, Tom Murphy is a permanent resident here. Since moving into our community, he now has the opportunity to continue writing a new novel or to add on to his collection of hundreds of articles he has written over the years. Being interested in history, literature, science, and aerodynamics, at 34 years old, he literally fell into his occupation of writing. You have written 12 books. What were some of them about?
So many animals in my life, and now it's one of my favorite places to go.
It was your first time over there. It was quite different, as you said. We were very fortunate in this trip to Zimbabwe. We saw an excess of 1,400 elephants.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And I saw that as well, and then the falls.
Yes.
Victoria Falls was amazing.
The Victoria Falls is where we based our camp out of, and we were on safari a bit south of there. We spent 4 days in Vic Falls, and that was incredible because it was so different.
Remember this at Chobe National Park?
The antelopes and all the animals, the elephants.
Yeah, and here's you on a reserve table.
Yeah, it was. And then we got to see lots of Cape buffalo over there on the Chobe. And
when we took the boat ride on the Chobe, we actually saw these elephants right up close.
Yeah, on the Zambezi River.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is the Kingdom Hotel in Victoria Falls.
Oh, yeah, that's where we stayed, right.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. I mean, it was a beautiful hotel. A little different than the camp.
Yeah, the camp was pretty rustic.
Yeah.
One part about the kingdom that was so interesting was at dinner time, at the end of dinner, the dancers came in all in costume and they put on a show.
I remember that. That was great. So. And he's swimming.
Yeah,
looks like he's out there all by himself enjoying the water.
That was quite a cruise. I mean, we saw animals in huge numbers, not one or two, but hundreds and hundreds of them.
Now, look at I remember the sunsets. That's the best thing I remember about Africa, is their amazing sunsets. Because of the clearness of the air. I mean, it gets dark just like that, remember?
Yes, the sun goes down rapidly, and Oh, and here we have a herd of elephants.
Elephants. 300, but because we put us down 300 yards away. Next year, we're for our anniversary, we're going to Hawaii and for a week. And because we were married 7 years, so we're doing that. And then our big trip is going to Israel, the Red Sea, Jordan, and Egypt. So that's the biggie that's actually next November. But you have to plan these things way in advance.
And in this trip that we're planning to the Holy Land, we're going to get to go to the pyramids, something I've really wanted to do for a long time. We're also going to go to Luxor, and then we'll go through Israel and Tel Aviv, and then we're going to Jordan, we're going to Petra. We have other trips coming up in the future. We just haven't nailed them down as yet, but we have a lot to do.
Bob Goldberg, SCA Television, Anthem Alive.
A fascinating new board roundtable airs this week. Larry Carroll hosts board members Aletta Waterhouse and Jim Coleman on the topic of improving communication between all groups here in Sun City Anthem.
Right now, we're talking about brainstorming communications for Sun City Anthem, bringing us up fully with the 21st century. And I got to tell you personally, I'm excited about what you guys have on your plate. Certainly, we've had this vehicle in the Board Roundtable program to begin to plumb those depths. And we've always had the Spirit magazine to help to plumb those depths. And we've had a little romance with our website, but there's so much more that can be done to help keep us in touch with one another, and that's become your assignment, your challenge. Am I right?
That's correct. Assignment and challenge, appropriate words.
What got you going on this?
Well, I think in many ways it is part of the process of transitioning to self-management. Okay. And to, you know, being sure that at the end of the transition that we have a totally integrated community, and that we make sure that homeowners are tied in as much as they can be to what is going on and how their community is both run day to day, and then the policies that are made through the board and so forth. And I think every board member, when you campaign, you say we want better communications, we want more transparency and so forth. And now that we're fully in control of how we run this place, we can really, really look at that and really figure out how we as a board can work to reach out to homeowners. And so that's what this process is.
Now, would you begin to look at things as they have been? Were you finding holes in the communication blanket, if you will, that is designed to bind us together?
Yeah, I think what Aletta failed to say is that back in, I guess, June or July of last year, the board made a decision that it needed to develop a communication strategy. So this goes back to about mid-year of last year. But when you look at a board, I think you have to look at it and say, you know, what are the board's basic responsibilities? And I can think of three that we like to talk about. Obviously, one is your fiduciary responsibility. Second, governance. And third, and probably very, very critical, which the board has recognized, is that residents' communication. How do we more effectively communicate with the residents to make sure that they have an idea about what's going on the campus? And so those are the kinds of things that the board obviously decided that they could do better. Not that they weren't doing it, but that they could do better. And we came up with, let's say, maybe three basic points that we'd like to frame it with. And one was to enhance the residents' knowledge and awareness of the community lifestyle or the campus lifestyle. The second was to foster a better two-way communication process. And the third was to get people give them a sense of belonging to the community vis-a-vis the communication process.
Somewhere down the road, someone's going to ask, is this going to cost us anything?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not going to cost anything except your time.
Really?
Cost time. Yeah. Again, yeah, that's all part of what we have to look at to see. But with everything, it's you see what priority you give to it and what value you give to it, and you know, there may be some costs, but hopefully we will have put together ways of assessing our success and so forth in order to justify any costs that may be entailed with it. I don't think it see anything major. But that's all part of the process, too.
Just to back you up half a step, we've had web presence, but that web presence right now is being overhauled, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, and this is another reason why we felt this was the right time to launch into this communications effort, is that our website is being entirely revamped, and that should be out fairly soon. And available, obviously, for homeowners. People will need to re-sign up to have access to the website, but there'll be instructions for that and so on and so forth. And so we want to, again, take advantage of having what I hope is going to be a much more user-friendly website to, again, expand those services in terms of information and information about what the board is doing.
What you've just seen is only a 5-minute excerpt from the full 36-minute discussion. If you'd like to view the full roundtable, tune in at either 5 or 10 p.m. on Cox Channel 1960 or anytime on your computer at www.sca-tv.com and click on Board Roundtable.
Well, they're back. This next segment is going to make you hungry as we hear about the Buffet Boys' visit to the Orleans Medley Buffet for lunch.
Hello, we're the Buffet Boys. I am John Waterhouse.
And I'm Carl Weinstein.
Perhaps you have noticed the heavy advertising campaign on radio and television the Orleans Casino has used to promote its totally new revamped Medley Buffet. Carl and I decided to give it a try, since neither of us thought much of the old buffet that has been around for years. We went there for lunch, and we were pleasantly surprised. It is tremendously improved. Everything has been redone with a much larger selection in all categories, a higher quality of food, a totally redecorated eating area, and the whole works. It looked so great, I had to simply try everything. My first plate was chicken parmesan, pepperoni pizza, broccoli, several small cheese squares, and two tasty donuts left over from breakfast. Plate two included barbecue chicken, ham, bacon, link sausage, rice pilaf, a spring roll, cut corn, mixed vegetables. The third plate contained sausage, bow spaghetti, vegetable lasagna, a cheese enchilada, and spicy pulled pork. Plate four took me back to where I usually start, the salads, the nutritious part of the meal. I had beets, potato salad, coleslaw, cantaloupe, honeydew melon, cold beans, tomato, chickpeas, artichoke, cucumbers, and dried cranberries. My final plate five was a dessert, including pistachio ice cream, an oatmeal raisin cookie, a small piece of layer cake, and a pastry, all excellent. I really wanted more, but my stomach was filled to the max. No more room. A lot of it, of the above, I would say was excellent, and what was not excellent was still very good. This is in huge contrast to the old buffet, where you really had to hunt around to find anything edible. The old buffet was very inexpensive, but this is much higher quality. Lunch costs $14.95 with $2 off with the Boyd Casino card. I personally would rate the quality of this buffet just slightly under that of the M Casino, which I also think is an excellent buffet. So let's hear what Carl has to say. Carl?
Our visit to the Medley Buffet was a very pleasant surprise. As John said, the entire area was remodeled, the selection of food items was expanded, and with quality products throughout. I had to eat, though, with blinders over my eyes to avoid getting nauseous, watching Job gobble up 5 plates of food, and I mean loaded plates. The salad that he ate alone would have been a full meal for me. I tried the egg flour soup. It was wonderful. The spring rolls were nicely filled and not greasy. The potstickers were wonderful. They weren't overfried and hard as rocks. The quality of the beef in the Mongolian beef was excellent. However, it was a bit too spicy for me. The Chinese spare ribs were flavored nicely, but like most buffets, were too tough or too dry to chew. The Parmesan chicken was a bit too salty. The pepperoni pizza was decent. There was no fried chicken on this buffet. The chicken was broiled and wonderful. Even the tuna salad was perfect. The chicken salad was a disappointment because the chicken chunks obviously were from a pressed chicken product. There were short ribs that were just like Mama used to make, and very tender Swiss steak, which was actually tender in a flavorful gravy. Even the Mexican food station had excellent items. And there even were pilum shrimp and mussels on this lunch buffet. The quality and selection on the dessert island rival the best I've seen or tasted anywhere. Wonderful pastries, pies, and a selection of 8 flavors of gelato ice cream. The Orleans is on Tropicana Avenue, about 2 miles west of Interstate 15. A bit far, however, it's one of the best buffets for lunch that I have seen in a long time. I have to give this buffet a 4-fork rating and a gold star on John's forehead for eating enough food for 3 people in 1 hour.
Carl and I look forward to being with you next time. For now, happy eating.
Now I'm really hungry, and it's always fun to hear how much food John Waterhouse can eat, and Carl tries to keep up with him. But let's go from dinner to a movie. Next is Renee's Revelations with her review of the movie 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. This R-rated dark crime comedy has violent language and sexual references. It's bold, irreverent, hilarious, and in my opinion, one of the best films of the year. It's entertaining in a way that's practically unheard of these days. It's sheer exhilaration of expressing oneself no matter what anyone thinks or says. It has the mark of genius. Director Martin McDowell understands that characters don't have to be likable. They just need to be interesting. And Mildred Hayes, played by Frances McDormand, certainly fits that description.
Why did you put up these billboards?
My daughter Angela was murdered 7 months ago. It seems to me the police department is too busy torturing black folks to solve actual crime.
For the remainder of this review, I will portray Mildred, mother of the teenager Angela, who was found dead and raped. Yeah, I want to know how much it'll cost me to rent those 3 billboards that are outside of town. You know, the ones that look like... Yeah, that's right. Is there a problem? Number 1 billboard, raped while dying. Then the 2nd one, still. No arrest. And the 3rd? How come, Sheriff Willoughby? Before the day was over, who else but the sheriff, played by Woody Harrelson, comes knocking on my door. Oh, he had a lot to say, all right, like he wanted me to take the boards down immediately, as the whole town was really upset.
I'd do anything to catch your daughter's killer. I don't think those billboards is very fair.
The time it took you to get out here whining like a bitch, Willoughby. Some other poor girl's probably out there being butchered right now.
Well, enough for now. This movie is profound. If you can get past the abundant profanity in this film and let it be a background mantra, then by all means, go to see this movie.
Outside, then put an end to shit, you fucking retard. This is just a fucking start. Why don't you put that on your Good Morning Missouri fucking wake up broadcast, bitch?
You will feel the passion, grief, and resentment of a mother wanting justice for her dead daughter. I'm giving 3 billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri, which is a fictional town, 4 boxes of popcorn, but without the butter. This is really Renee from Renee's Revelations, SCA-TV, for Anthem Alive. I hope to see you at the movies.
Now we come to Tori Crum's Tip of the Week. She's going to tell us about February being Heart Health Month.
Since February is Heart Health Month, I thought it might be a good idea to share some great shopping tips for those of us trying to do right by our heart with what we eat. First and foremost, buy colorful fruits and vegetables, and lots of them. Avoid buying high-fat, dairy, or meat. And buy plenty of nuts and high-fiber foods, while avoiding buying butter. Take the extra time at the store to read the nutrition labels. And consider even frozen or canned fruits and vegetables. Lastly, avoid rushing into major changes. Try to slowly increase the good foods we talked about while limiting the bad. And don't forget to add a little daily exercises to the mix as well. Your heart will thank you for it.
Thanks, Tori. Good advice for all of us. So, Chuck, did you get a chance to go to the Consumer Electronics Show a few weeks ago? I understand there are all kinds of new products shown there for home automation.
I didn't get to go, but I understand that there was one great new product introduced there by Amazon that's designed especially for us seniors. So let's take a look.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids have bought me a busted machine again. Odessa!
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
Oh. I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a five.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a five and a one on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
That was really funny, Chuck. Those folks on Saturday Night Live really do come up with nutty ideas. What do you say we tell our audience what they can look forward to in next week's edition of Anthem Alive?
Okie dokie. Next week, it's guest host week. And this is going to be a show that you're not going to want to miss. We're going to have the always and wonderful Clint Holmes with Lanny Counts. Clint's one of my really favorites here in town. And I'm told that Lanny does an impersonation of one of my favorite singers of all time, Nat King Cole. So maybe he'll sing a few bars for us.
And we're going to give our residents a unique, fun opportunity. So listen up, friends. We'll be recording next week's show on location in Sun City Anthem Center's Emerson Room. So we encourage our local viewers to come and see us as we do the show. We'll be recording beginning at 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning, February the 6th. So come by and see what we do.
Great idea, Bella. And it's a nice chance to meet Clint and Lanny after the show. I know Lanny will be doing a show here on Sunday afternoon, February 18th, so it'd be nice to meet him first. And on next week's show, we'll have Freedom Is Not Free, featuring former Veterans Club President Art Lindbergh and his very fascinating military story.
We'll travel with Bob Goldberg to the Henderson Pavilion in Bob's Inside Outside Las Vegas series.
Yvonne Cloutier will have another one of her fantastic musical moments. This time, she'll be highlighting the music and life of that great band leader, Harry James.
And there'll be a few other surprises. We know that you'll enjoy them.
And it's going to be another really good show.
From both of us and the entire Sun City Anthem TV family, we hope you enjoyed this week's show and that you will tune in again next week for what promises to be another excellent
Anthem Alive.